The Lord be with you. And he is, for he is Emmanuel, God with us. In Jesus, the Word of God made flesh to dwell among us, to be with us always, even to the end of the age. Emmanuel. To those who love Jesus, who trust in him, Emmanuel is a word of hope and encouragement, a word of gospel. We know that Emmanuel did come to love us, to live for us as one of us, to give his life for us, to die for us, the death that we deserved, the hell that should have been ours. We know that he rose again from death, the first fruits of the resurrection, and that through faith in him, our sins are forgiven, and we too will rise to live with him forever. Emmanuel is a word of hope and encouragement, and with the hymn we pray, O come, Emmanuel. But for some, the sign of Emmanuel is a sign of judgment. That is what it was for Ahaz. And sometimes we are like Ahaz. Consider Ahaz, king of Judah, afraid that the kings of Israel and Syria will unite and bring destruction on his kingdom. Isaiah came to Ahaz with encouraging news from God. It will not happen. They will not stand. Ask for a sign to know that God is with you, to deliver you. Instead of trusting God for help and deliverance, Ahaz is already determined to seek help from an alliance with Assyria to the north. So instead of choosing a sign, since he's already made up his mind and he's not trusting in God for help, he piously states that he will not put the Lord to the test by asking for a sign. Does he not realize that God knows exactly what's in his heart? That there's nothing you can hide from God? So God gives his own sign, Emmanuel, for Ahaz, a sign of judgment. People are blinded by a worldview that is different from God's perspective. With their mind made up, it's difficult to change it. Don't confuse me with the facts. But even we, God's own people, find ourselves trusting in our own strength and ability to get things done. We put our trust and confidence in other things and other people rather than in the Lord. We make our plans as though we had control of the future, sometimes without even praying and consulting God for direction, for his plan, for his guidance. We trust our income, our bank accounts, our retirement savings, the government to provide for all of our needs. And we panic when these things fail us. God gives us the sign of Emmanuel, God with us. But have we already made up our minds? We don't want to change them? Don't confuse me with the facts. How teachable are we? How open are we to letting God and his word shape our lives and guide our decisions? And how often do we cover up our stubbornness and arrogance with a show of piety? The sign of Emmanuel is a call to repentance to all of us. To all of us who trust in our own strength, in our own way, in our own works, in our own piety. For apart from Jesus, God with us, there is no other way, no other rock, no other salvation. The sign of Emmanuel is a call to repentance for us who want to trust in Jesus and follow as his disciples. It's a reminder that we need to take inventory of our own alliances and friendships. Where do we place our hope and trust and confidence? We need to bring these back to Christ alone. And the sign of Emmanuel is a sign of hope and promise, of grace and mercy. For Jesus has come to be with us, to forgive us, to bring us life and salvation. Trusting in him and his promises, we are truly secure in this life and in the life to come. Amen.